T-Mobile. To T-Mobile.
AW.
And for TFW, good afternoon. Well, I got out, did my running around, didn't find everything I wanted, so I got me some chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken for lunch, and I'm going home.
Went out earlier today and got some home projects to do, so that in case we get totally locked down, we'll have something to do besides twiddling our thumb.
Bunch to do at the house. I was just looking for me a new yard cart that I could use to haul dirt and leaves around and things in like that that wouldn't spill all over the yard and would be easy to dump. Didn't find anything that was in my price range right now, so don't want anything real big. So one of their employees suggested I go online and look, and I should be able to find what I need there. So I'll do that later. Oh, boy, there's a lot of trash out on the road over here where I'm driving. It looks like somebody's lost a load of trash out of the back of their vehicle.
On the way to the dump or the convenience center or something, right?
Well, that I could see if they were on that road, but this road here is just a road with houses and apartments and a church on it, so I don't know why they'd be going down this road like that, but you never can tell. By the way, the name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I live down here on the south side, southwest side of Spartanburg, over in the Moore area.
Over in Greer.
Afternoon then, Ken. Looks like the Prime grocery delivery service is really booming. I'm seeing more of their trucks on the road every day, vans delivering stuff, and I know they're delivering groceries is what they're doing.
The daughter, she lives in Kentucky, and that's how she gets all her groceries.
Think about doing that here.
I think depending on what the situation is this coming week, right?
Also depending upon what they have that you can get that you need. So anyway, I pretty much got what I need in the house right now, and all I just need a little food now and again. So, and I'll just... I run out to the grocery store, grab a little bit of food, and come back to the house for do my cooking. So it'd be nice if I had my freezer stocked like my sister does down in Florida. And she and her husband, before he passed away, they used to keep their freezer on the bottom of their refrigerator and a separate freezer in a separate couple of freezers in another room full of food and stuff that they froze and kept frozen for long periods of time. So they never had to worry about running out of things.
Yeah, we got a fridge in the garage that's got some in it, and then I got a little chest freezer in the garage too. So we're pretty stocked up in case we got to just stay at home for 2 weeks or so. Fortunately, right now, I'm still working. My plant's still running, but the wife is out of work. So we'll have to play it by ear, I guess, for next week for sure.
Well, I'm retired anyway. At my age, I don't want to be working. I got enough doing with all the volunteer things I do, so I stay busy. It's not that I don't have things to do. It's just I'm not getting paid for any of them.
Right.
Still running.
Fabri-Kal, we make all kinds of plastic containers. We do like cereal bowl containers for General Mills and Kellogg's. We do the Chobani yogurt containers. We do stuff for Ziploc. And then we have a whole line of like to-go cups and macaroni salad containers and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, kind of like that extruded plastic type thing, type company or something like that. Have a friend of mine that used to work in that business down in Georgia, and they were always busy, more so in the summertime than they were in the wintertime, because more people were wanting things and getting stuff together and for travels and picnics and everything else like that. So their business fluctuated up and down between winter and summer, I guess. Yours probably stays pretty steady, though.
Steady, like you said, usually a little busier in the summertime, but right now we're really busy because of a lot of our competition is from overseas in China and you can't get anything from over there. So we're picking up some new customers, some new business. Problem is we're we got everybody kind of quarantined into teams, and that, and so the overtime is at a minimum right now.
A friend, ham radio operator, he's up in Virginia, and he works at a plant up there, and in the department they've gone to, their department, they've gone to two people on a shift. They're running three shifts a day, and they're like 7 days on and then 7 days off, and that's the way they're doing. So there's only two people in their crew on any one of the shifts, so they're kind of, you know, doing things like that. But like I said, 1 week they've got three teams that work 7 days, and then they got the next week a different three teams work. So I guess it's working out. Of course, he's looking to change jobs. He's not happy where he is now.
I work 12 hours, two 12-hour shifts, and that. But we kind of split the plant into fourths, and that. And so this group, they use this door, this restroom, this break area, and got them all kind of coordinated. So if we do have a problem in one of the teams there, you know what I mean, we just lose the team and not the whole plant. I checked last week on what it costs to clean up, and that, and it's like about 30 or 40 cents a square foot to get your plant cleaned.
Oh yeah, and there are a lot of businesses doing that, and a lot of businesses making money off of it. Plants, one guy told me his son is working for a company that is doing, they've now picked up about 30 restaurants that they do every week, you know, on a rotating basis. They do these restaurants every day because they're not letting anybody in, but still, you know, they need to keep the inside extra clearing and everything like that. So they're bringing in, they've got crews that come into these places at night after they shut down and work all night long. So it sounds like business is booming for them, although those that need to be out there and working are not able to work because their places are closing down.
Well, some of those cleaning places that I talked to, they're starting to have issues getting the chemicals that they need. I know our sister plant is buying the chemicals to store on site in case they have to have a cleanup, that they'll just call the company in and they already have the chemicals and don't have a delay for them to get the chemicals.
Well, that's a good deal. Ken, I have pulled back in my yard. I'm going to take this chicken in the house. It's smelling real good riding here in the front seat next to me. And go ahead and put it up so the dog can't get to it, because she'd love to have it. And dogs can't have chicken bones. Anyway, you have a good rest of the day, and be careful out there. We'll talk to you later. 73's W2T.
And I'll say 73, KN4TSW.
This is WA4CVL. Anyone copy?
W4CDL. I think I got that correct. WA4CDL. This is KJ4H. As an hotel. HIA, copy me over of it. Get in Greenland Mobile. Your signal is strong. Your modulation is just perfect. Any more questions for you on Main Street?
This is WA4CVL, Whiskey Alpha 4, Charlie Victor Lima. Good morning. I didn't get your call nor your name. You'll give it to me again in a month. I'm headed to Myrtle Beach right now, just outside of Florence. Going to spend a week down there. And I understand you're mobile in Greenville. Let me turn it back to you. This is WA4CVL. Over. angle. This is WA4CVL. Having a little difficulty copying you. Hope you're still copying me fine. You might have dropped out, or I might have dropped out a moment ago. Give me your call and your name again, please. This is WA4CVL. Over.
It's called KJ4HIA, I believe, if I got it right. Go ahead, HIA, if I got it right. 4MLN. Hey, you doing okay?